Transfer of real property. Foreclosure is the process by which a lender exercises its power of sale under a mortgage that is in default. The requirements for foreclosure vary by state. Some states require a court order, while others do not. Regardless of the process, it is considered involuntary because it is done against the wishes of the owner, borrower. Under certain circumstances, real property owned by a debtor who has filed for bankruptcy is sold to satisfy some or all of the claims of creditors. Eminent domain is the right of the government to acquire property to satisfy a public purpose. Public purposes include a wide array of activities, including schools, hospitals, government buildings, military bases, highways, dams, and airports. The process by which the government exercises its right of eminent domain is known as condemnation. The government entity acquiring the property is obligated to pay the property owner just compensation for the property, which is an amount equal to the market value of the property at the time of the taking. The issue of just compensation may be settled in the courts if the property owner and the government cannot reach an agreement. Adverse possession. Adverse possession occurs when an individual acquires title from the rightful owner through the hostile, actual, and continuous occupation of the land for the statutory period. Texas has provisions for 3, 5, 10, and 25-year statutes of limitation under which an adverse claimant may acquire title against the true owner. The statutory period that is most often applied in successful adverse possession cases is 10 years. A somewhat short period, 3 or 5 years, may be sufficient if the claimant has some color of title. This would be some indication of a right to be there, such as proof that the claimant has paid the ad valorem taxes or has an old deed, etc. A void deed or one that is a forgery or obtained through deception or other dishonest means is not sufficient to provide color of title. Title is usually perfected through a court action referred to as an action to quiet title. The possession must be hostile and continuous. Therefore, any permission to occupy the land or any break in the occupation would automatically and completely invalidate the claim, making it null and void. It is important to remember that adverse possession is not intended to be a means of acquiring property free of charge or against the wishes of the rightful owner. The primary benefit that adverse possession statutes provide is in title, curing a defective title. Very old title defects and breaks in the chain of title are commonly ignored under the presumption that adverse possession will cure the defect. The concept of adverse possession reinforces society's desire that property not be abandoned and that it be put to beneficial use in the economy. Adverse possession is a complicated matter that is most often decided in the courts. For example, the misplacement of a fence may or may not suggest that adverse possession is in play. A fence placed a few inches off a boundary line is an encroachment that may be cured in the future. A fence misplaced several feet off of a boundary line may or may not suggest adverse possession. The use of the property, the timing of the use, and the relationship between the property owners are all factors to be considered in a suit involving adverse possession.